Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Vegan Proteins Muscles by Brussels Radio. My name is Danny.
And I'm Jack Wall.
And this is episode 167. So thank you guys for the feedback on the car episode. You guys seemed to like that quite a bit. So we'll definitely do that again in the future.
I love road trips. So please, and honestly, tell us where you want us to drive to and give us a reason to go somewhere.
What is he even saying?
What do you mean?
Tell us where to drive to?
Yeah, be like, I want to see a podcast of y'all driving down the 101 in California. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Could we do that?
You're insane.
Kind of.
So yeah, this was a wild week. Like we said last week, it was going to be a wild week. It definitely was.
Gosh.
I got my... Well, first Giacomo got his permanent teeth in, which is so exciting. They look really, really nice. And then I had the LASIK surgery, which was really an interesting whole process. And I'm still healing from it. You guys, I'm sure, can't see it in the video because I'm too far away, but I have big red spots in my eyes still. Yeah, that was it was fascinating. They really like value you up before you go in. And I was grateful for that because you're getting your eye cut open and lasered into. And the laser is loud, guys. Did you know that? I thought the laser would maybe sound like pew, pew.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it sounded like an MRI machine. I was not prepared. I was prepared for the smell. Other people had told me you can kind of smell your eye burning.
What is the smell of a burning cornea smell like?
Kind of like burning hair, actually.
It was funny because that's what I was imagining, actually.
Yeah. And yeah, it was. I could not tolerate any light at all for like 24 hours afterwards. But now my distance vision is really, really good, but my close-up vision is still adjusting. Definitely still adjusting. But so far, I would say I'm glad I did it. But so many eye drops. So many eye drops.
Hey, by the time this episode goes live, we will have already announced that we have our 2024 plant-built team. So it's safe to give you some of the detail about that. We're going to be competing at two sporting events for the first time ever. We'll be at the USA Fit Fest in Florida in September, and then we'll go back to Mr. America.
Which is in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, Tampa, exactly.
So yeah, our CrossFit team will be in Tampa in September, and all the other teams will be at Mr. America in Atlantic City in October.
And we have a highly competitive CrossFit team, some of the best CrossFit athletes in the world, bar none. Obviously, they're vegan, duh. And one is flying in from the Netherlands, another is flying in from the UK. We have many athletes here as well going to break ground at the USA Fit Fest. And then hopefully, if all goes well, we'll be able to bring even more athletes there for future years in Tampa, Florida, where if we want to compete there again, we will. And then at Mr. America, we have lots of new athletes as well. We have UK's strongest man flying in. Angeline's coming back from France as France's strongest woman. And we have lots of other exciting athletes in general all over the place. Actually, there's too many to mention, and they're all honestly just as good as one another. I'm so excited about this team. I don't even have words. Honestly.
And this is kind of funny. So I made this promo video and put together this promo video last year, really early. Yeah, it hadn't been last year. Yeah, at the end of 2023. And I put it together and I had to put it on our YouTube channel, but leave it as unlisted because we had to send it to certain people. But today I made it public and I didn't realize it was going to like show up as brand new in everybody's newsfeed. So now that plant-built video from 2023, everybody's seeing it right now like it's brand new. So hey guys, check out the YouTube channel if you want to see how 2023 went down. If you want to know what plant-built is all about, that video definitely explains it.
If you want to volunteer, if you are in the New Jersey area or specifically Atlantic City or the Tampa, Florida area, or if you want to come out to volunteer with us, many artists really fly out just to be with us.
Come out to cheer them on. If you just want to come out as a spectator and cheer on the team, they would always appreciate that.
Come. Don't be shy. Don't even think twice about it. It is literally the opportunity of a lifetime to be around that many vegan athletes.
It is really like crazy. There are not very many experiences that I've had like the plant-built meetups that happen, it's wild. I can't put it in words, but if you've been there, you know. If you know, you know. So that's not what we're talking about. And this is going to be a shortish podcast because we only have so much time to do this. So we are talking today about this phenomenon where people feel guilty or vain or shallow for caring about what they look like. And it's just a phenomenon that I wanted to talk about and also kind of just let people know, you know, at least that I think it's okay to care about what you look like.
Absolutely. And for us, I feel like this is a particularly noteworthy topic because we literally work with people who want to change the shape of their body by way of putting muscle. So it's not just about what you wear. It's not just about taking care of yourself and looking good. It's about your body looking a certain way as well and hopefully not feeling shame about that.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of them do want to change their body, but a lot of them feel weird about saying that out loud because there's this stigma. Actually, they kind of said it in the Barbie movie. If that speech at the end of the Barbie movie, it's so, so good. But there's a part where she says, she's talking about how difficult it is to be a woman and all of the conundrums of being a woman. And part of it was like, you have to be thin, but you don't want to look like you're trying to be thin, and you can't talk about being thin, and you have to talk about loving all bodies, but you also have to be thin. And, you know, in the fitness world, thin might not be the adjective, but it still feels like that, where a lot of people want to see capped shoulders or see their abs or build a juicy butt or whatever, but what they say is like, I want to get stronger. And I love that because I love non-aesthetic goals because it's something that I feel like you have more control over. But the shame around wanting to look a certain way, I feel like is like too bad. And I know we grew up very, very differently in this regard. Your family, very much, they all care very much how they look, how they dress, how they present. Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, well, my family is all about keeping up appearances and going to parties and celebrations and making these big gatherings and events. And I feel like because of that, they wound up caring very much so about their image because it was about being able to wear a certain suit or dress or go to a certain event and be proud of the way that they looked. And they would literally, that would be their main motivation, honestly, even for changing their body in many different memories that I can think about, honestly. But with that came the shame and the confusion around, even still, around caring about it, even though perhaps arguably in some ways they cared about the way that they looked a little bit too much.
Yeah. Oh, of course you can.
Yeah.
Go too far in that direction, I guess.
Yeah.
And with your family, it's not just like the body, it's the clothes, the shoes, the house, the
car,
the all of the stuff. And that is so different than the way that I grew up because like we weren't fooling anybody at any point in time because we had very little. We had no money. We lived in a crappy house. We drove a car that broke down like at least once a week. But beyond that, in terms of like personal looks, you know, I feel like every teenager especially tries to develop some kind of personal style, right? Like that's just part of growing up and kind of a cool part of growing up too, I think. So certainly I remember developing my own personal style, which I'm sure you guys can imagine was something. Definitely was something. But because I was kind of more of like the brainy kid than the jockey kid, like it was almost kind of like looked at as gross for wanting, like even giving a shit what you looked like. Like you were so smart and evolved and forward thinking.
Right.
That caring what you looked like was beneath you.
Right.
So your family might have been like snobby about the way they look,
and
they were snobby about something else.
Yeah, and they would wind up being judged, like, who do these people think they are, trying to look good all the time, thinking they're better than us, this and that, because they're dressed up or going for all sort of beautification type things, getting their hair done or this or that. And it's like
the stereotype, like, oh, there must not have a thought in their head.
Yes.
Yeah. All they do is care about what they look like.
Or you wind up getting put down just because you want to look good, for example, which doesn't exactly feel good.
I mean, I don't know. That didn't happen to me. So I don't know. But I do remember, like, of course, even those kids like do care what they look like. Otherwise, why would they pick out certain clothes? Why would they wear certain makeup? Why would they wear certain jewelry? I had like the biggest ball chain necklace. I still have it. It's still here somewhere. Big chunky shoes, those JNCO jeans. Listen, I'm happy to see all this stuff come back.
Mm.
But you don't do that stuff if you don't care what you look like. So even to pretend to not care what you look like is kind of a lie. But I truly didn't really care what my body looked like, ironically, until I started losing weight, which was like an accident. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, maybe I can do this. But even as I was trying to change what my body looked like, I felt like this weird shame around it. Like I was becoming more shallow or vapid or stupid for wanting my body to look a certain way for the first time in my life.
Did that wind up getting worse? Did it sort of level out? Or do you still deal with it in some way?
Ooh, it's hard to know. I don't think that I feel shame or anything about wanting to look any particular way now. But I also have really broadened my horizons of like what I'm happy with my body looking like. Like if I'm really lean, like I like how that looks. If I'm not and I'm like a little bit fuller and more muscular, I'm perfectly fine with how that looks too. So like the definition has broadened, I guess. But yeah, it definitely got worse at first because like people would be like, what are you trying to do? When they see me like eating a certain way or training a certain way. And like at the time, the answer was not, I want to get stronger. I didn't care if I got stronger or not at the time. I wanted to like look good. But I didn't say that. I wasn't like, oh, I want to be hot as shit. Like, I had to be like, oh, I just love it so much. And it's really empowering and this and that. And it can be both, guys. You can say both
exactly.
things. You know?
Right. There's nothing weak about saying, I want to be able to play with my grandchildren when I'm 80 years old and have tons of energy. I want to be able to live long and have a strong body with strong, healthy bones. I want to be able to feel comfortable in my clothing. I want to focus on being stronger. I want to feel confident in my skin. We're not going to belittle statements like that and say that those should not be the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do feel like if that is the only part of what you are saying to yourself and asking of yourself, especially if you're working on it with a coach, for example, you are shortchanging yourself.
Well, only if somebody wants to change their body. There are lots of people out there that don't want to change their body.
Right.
And that's fine.
Mm.
But if you do, like, it's okay. You know, you're not a bad body acceptance person. You know, a lot of people are big on body acceptance, which is great, or like body neutrality. You can be all of those things and still want to change your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every time you get a haircut, every time you wear a particular outfit, every time you get a piercing or a tattoo, like you're changing the appearance of your body, and we don't seem to bat an eye at that or like feel guilty about taking any kind of pride in any of those things. But we do kind of feel like weird if we say like, God damn, I want to try to look more like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see some of that stigma get shaken off, because you can have it always. You know, don't put all of your, please do not get this twisted and put all of your value into whether or not you are achieving your goals into what you look like. That's what I did in the beginning. And oh my God, that is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can want to change the way you look, but it's almost never going to be exactly what you had in your mind. So don't get like married to it. You'll be disappointed, but it'll be what you look like as you move in that direction. And it's okay to be happy about that. It's okay to be proud about being able to see lines in your delts for the first time in your life, or like, oh my God, look at how much wider, denser my back looks. It's okay. It's your body. It's your body to do whatever you want with, you know?
Right. And I do think that people wind up having a deep-seated fear around saying specific things, even though they're not what they're focusing on. Like literally saying, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 3 months, or I'm going to, I don't know, change my shape, whatever it is. Like there's fear around actually saying those things, even though, and if you have that fear and you don't believe it, I'll tell you what, you're going to be less likely. All the other things are going to wind up being ideals, and you're going to wind up missing the forest through the trees, because your process is not going to include the actual hard things that you need to focus on, whether it's weight loss, whether it's muscle gain, whatever it is, right?
But I think part of the reason people are afraid to say that stuff out loud is because they're afraid if they fail. You know, if they tell people, I'm going to do this thing, and then they don't actually get there, they don't achieve it, then, you know, people are going to know that they tried and they failed. And that's got to feel crappy. You know, so it's just, I can kind of understand why people wouldn't want to say it like right out of the gate, like build up some momentum first before you start talking about it. That's how I am also. But, you know, especially if you're working with your coach and you want to shave 3 inches off of your navel measurement,
there you go.
Like, tell us, don't feel guilty or weird about saying so. Like, that's literally what we're here to help you do, while keeping it all in perspective of other things as well, and not having you lose sight of the big picture just because you want a smaller waist. And also, if the thing that you want is like not possible, we can also let you know that, usually.
Yeah, very easily, actually.
Some people already have a very small waist and they want to get more off of it, but they have a very wide rib cage. Like, it's probably not going to happen. That sort of thing. If they have a weight that they want to get to, that's the biggest one. People have a weight they want to get to that I'm like, ooh, I get why you think that's a good idea, but that's
probably
not a good idea.
Exactly.
So,
what other things do you wind up seeing your clients struggle with when it comes to, let's think about this.
Being a bad feminist. I think women that want to change the way they look feel like bad feminists because they feel like they're conforming to some societal gender norm that they don't want any part of in reality, which I get. Like, nobody wants to be told what they should look like. But like, just in our DNA, we are designed to want to be accepted. Because as cavemen, if we weren't like accepted by the group, we were gonna die. They were gonna kick us out. We were gonna die on our own out there. So I think it's just like imprinted in us to want to fit in. But I think people feel like bad feminists, women, obviously, especially.
Interesting. So they just wind up shooting themselves in the foot and not focusing on it at all because of the fear that they're going to be taken the wrong way as far as how people see. Here's the thing. The way people see you can shift based on your own personal perspective on what you want to do with yourself. And if you're going to wind up unintentionally placing that degree of concern over how other people are seeing you and judging you, you're going to wind up missing out on the opportunity for you to have a perspective shift, for you to actually become the person you want to be. People just wind up seeing you differently when you show up in the world differently. And sometimes that it just doesn't look good. And you're not taking it in good.
Explain.
So we'll take a client of mine, for example. Just had a conversation with them earlier this week about this, actually, which is why this came to mind. And she was like, I see this A-list celebrity vegan as frail. I don't want to be like that. I see other women my age as weak for the first time. I don't want to be like that. And I could just imagine stepping into this person's shoes and saying to myself, oh my gosh, like if I'm thinking that right now, I wonder how I'm coming across to others.
Yes, I got you. So like your idea of what you're trying to accomplish can shift a lot.
But in reality, that she is literally, her perspective is shifting because that's coming from within as far as what she wants to see. So if you have that much of a deep-seated fear and that much shame around how others are seeing you and judging you, and you wind up shooting yourself in the foot because you can't have a perspective, you need to change yourself, guess what? It can happen.
I'm mostly following you. I'm mostly following you. Okay, I thought I was, and then you threw in a sentence at the end, and then I wasn't as sure.
Okay.
But I do get what, I mean, I think I get what you're saying.
Like, it's feel
there,
like
there may have been a point in her life where she did want to look like that A-list celebrity, look like a waif, and now her perspective has changed.
I don't even know. I mean, for me personally, I'm creating my own narrative around this. I don't feel like this client is thinking these things. I just think of her and start to create different scenarios in my mind where I'm like, oh, wow, like, it's possible here that other people might actually feel this way. I don't think she's an actual example of someone. I just say to myself, this is possible.
I mean, I think of this frequently, like what I was mentioning, people want to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, body standards have changed just so much even in my lifetime. You know, when I was a kid, it was like women were trying to be as thin as humanly possible. If you told somebody they had a big butt, that was like the worst insult you could give somebody. Now it's like the highest compliment to tell a woman she's got a fat ass. So it's, that has changed. I remember, I was thinking of this while you're talking. I remember when I was watching Buffy as a teenager, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, one of the best shows of all time. Angel, David Boreanaz at the time, I thought he was like a muscular hunk.
Mm.
And now when I rewatch it, I'm like, aw, he's a little bitty. Because what I have thought of as a muscular physique has changed so much in, not just in my life, but also I think in society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he was talked about on the show as a muscular hunk.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, if there was a role for muscular hunk, he wouldn't even, if he looked like that still, he wouldn't have been looked at twice.
Well, and for men too, there's all kinds of images for what is a stereotypical good-looking male physique or figure or frame or whatever. And believe it or not, it's not just the idea of a guy being really buff and muscular, which can push a guy into having much more weight on them than they should. And that's the most common one, honestly. And it's pretty tragic because carrying that much weight, it's really hard on your body.
Yeah, well, usually you can only carry more weight than your body can handle by unnatural means. So that's part of it.
And then the other one is like the typical like skinny guy, believe it or not. That's a thing.
I know. That was my type once upon a time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Skinny, dirty guys, get in line.
It's like I get the idea of being lean, but I don't get the idea of not having muscle. I remember struggling with that because I wanted muscle, and it was like, what's wrong with my muscle? Like, this, you're supposed to be strong. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But hearing that conversation time and time again, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just so fascinating. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want people to remember that it's their body.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to change it in X, Y, Z direction, you know, always ask yourself why. I think that's important. Because if it's because so-and-so said so, that's not a great reason why. But if it's like, because I want to see what it looks like. I want to know what that feels like or whatever. I think that's a perfectly fine reason. Why do you get a tattoo? Because I wanted a tattoo. And that's reason enough, you know? And I just don't want people to feel so much shame around wanting to look a certain way or feeling like they need to have a reason to want to be looking that way. They need to have a competition or a photo shoot or a wedding to want to look a certain way. You can just want to look a certain way.
Correct.
Because you want to, and that's fine.
Yeah. You see a lot of that in our industry as well, that you need like a thing to attach to in order to look a certain way, when it's like, no, you just, you want to be fit all the time. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Yes. So that's really all I have to say on this topic. I mean, it's a short topic, but I think, like, I don't ever hear anybody else talking about this. Mm-hmm. I even tried to do research on this topic. Like, what are some good reasons why it's okay to care what you look like? And like, the articles and stuff that I came across were like, basically kind of saying the opposite. Like, don't put too much stock in what you look like, which I agree. But like, if you have some stock in what you look like, it's okay. Join the club. There's 7 billion of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, everybody does.
Exactly.
To some degree. So anyway, take it home.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Vegan Proteins Muscles by Brussels Radio. Stay in touch with us by hitting the contact button on veganproteins.com and also on socials at Muscles by Brussels and at Vegan Proteins. Once again, my name is Giacomo.
And I'm Danny.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.